Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative local BSA jacket. Sean Salamita, sorry, come on. Come on. That's a great video. The personality of the person saying it, yeah, it's a little different. There were some subsequent issues. Anyway, Sean Salamita is the president of Lakeview Center. They have been at the center of a news story we've been talking about all week, a very important development. Sean, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. I got your name right, right? It's like we need the nuclear vessels in Alameda. Salamita, is the right way to say it?
Yeah, that's correct. Salamita, you got it. Well done.
Very good. So let's start with this. Just for people who don't know, maybe give folks the like 30-second, 60-second, like what is Lakeview Center? Because, you know, we kind of presume everybody knows these things, but maybe they don't.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Lakeview Center is a community mental health center in our area. We operate behavioral health programming for children and adults with mental health or addiction treatment needs. We serve Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton County. So we're pretty large. We serve anywhere from 25 to 27,000 individuals every year. So broad range of programs for the community to kind of meet behavioral health needs for folks that need us.
25 to 27,000 a year. That's wow. I mean, I know it's a separate multi-county area, but wow. That's just, I mean,
we're one of the largest community mental health centers in the state. We have a really broad range of programs, and because we serve just about every population, have a broad range of programs, we're able to reach a lot of people. But there's a lot of need out there, too. That's why we're here.
Well, that's the part that kind of surprised me, is that just that number is so large, that the need is so large, and I'm sure that's not even the total need. That's just what you're able to satisfy, which is, that's the part that caught me by surprise. So, wow, okay. And just a small question, just because it was a thing that had come up recently, and I just didn't know the truth of it, but when it comes to substance abuse treatments, I've heard that juveniles, there's nowhere for them to go locally. They have to be treated in Panama City if that's what they need. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That refers to primarily court-ordered, secure addictions treatment for youth. So if a judge orders that someone, a youth, be committed to a program for addictions treatment, that does not exist in this community. And the closest program is Panama City.
Okay, so for court-mandated treatment. Okay, I gotcha. So the reason I wanted to have you on today is to talk a little bit more about what we've been talking about all week with law enforcement, with the mayor, which is the new central receiving facility for Baker Act folks. And again, just in case people don't know, in Florida we have the Baker Act, which is when somebody is showing signs that they cannot be trusted with their own safety or the safety of others in a non-criminal way, that, or maybe potentially criminal if they are taken care of psychologically, but law enforcement brings them somewhere to receive psychiatric treatment because they're not safe to be taken care of in a different way. Previously, we had a challenge because West Florida Hospital was saying, you know, that they wouldn't take the adults. Baptist takes the juveniles. Having enough bed space, having an intake facility where we can bring these folks to, all of these things were a problem. The good news is we're working on solving that problem with the opening of this new central receiving facility this week, right?
Yeah, correct. We're open. We opened on Monday, and we've been busy right out of the gate. We've been busy. Andrew, the community really was short on resources, did not have adequate resources. And so law enforcement was bringing folks in need of a Baker Act screening. And the screening is where a professional, a licensed professional, basically interviews the patient and determines if they need to be committed to up to 72-hour inpatient crisis stay, or if they can be released and, you know, referred for community services. So that screening is the key part of the Baker Act. And so, law enforcement was bringing individuals to the emergency departments at Baptist Hospital in West Florida, because those are the two receiving facilities in the area. The challenge with that is, as everyone knows, emergency departments can get pretty busy. You are mixing in behavioral health patients with those with just, you know, other medical issues. And law enforcement many times was having to stay with the individual while they were waiting screening, and that could take, you know, up to hours that law enforcement was there with the individual in the ED. And so not a real efficient system. And then, yeah, when the determination was made that a psych bed was needed, we were limited to Baptist and West Florida's psychiatric bed capacity. So what we have starting this week is we have one centralized place at Lakeview Center where that screening can happen for all adults. And we're anticipating around 700 screenings a month. So again, wow, an indication of the volume. And then in addition to that screening at the central receiving facility, we're adding 30 crisis beds at Lakeview Center. So those are 30 beds that don't exist in the community today. So it will alleviate a lot of the pressure that Baptist and West Florida have been trying to accommodate over the last couple of years. So it's a more efficient system. It's better for the individual that's in a behavioral health crisis. It also isn't going to overburden the system. This should really, in working together, Lakeview and the hospitals, along with law enforcement, we should be able to manage the population of need much better. And by the way, the drop off time for law enforcement is 5 to 10 minutes, at the central receiving facility, and they're back on the street, law enforcement, instead of having to wait, until the patient can be seen. They basically just drop them off to us. And once we have the person secured for examination, their law enforcement's back on their way. So they like this model too.
No, that's great. And I can see the value, not just for law enforcement efficiency, which we've been talking about this week, but also enhancing bed capacity is a tremendous improvement to our ability to treat these folks. And if you're taking, you know, demand off of the emergency rooms, you're freeing them up to be able to operate more efficiently, which means patients don't have to wait so long. And EMS that's coming to the hospitals and, you know, in oftentimes having to stay there with patients too long and hold the wall because not resources available, are more likely to be processed quicker, which will alleviate some of that stress as well. This is, you know, across the board a good thing. We're talking to Sean Salamita, the Lakeview Center president. We're talking about the new central receiving facility that opened up just this Monday for handling Baker Act candidates. Sean, you said you guys have a 30-bed capability. Do you know what the total adult bed capability, like West Florida, what is in the county right now?
I think we're approaching right at 100 beds total.
Including your 30?
Actually, I think including our 30. Baptist has two floors in their new psych hospital that are dedicated to adults. And then West Florida has the Pavilion, which is another, I think 30 or 40 or 50 beds. I can't remember off the top of my head, but.
Well, that's still, 50%, that's about a 50% increase in capacity. That's great. I mean, that's all I was curious. I just didn't know what the rough number was. Now, juveniles are still going to be handled at Baptist, though, right?
Correct. They'll still be going to Baptist. So law enforcement will not be bringing juveniles to our central receiving facility. They'll go straight to Baptist. And that's because they have the only children's psychiatric beds in the community.
Right.
Our beds are all adult.
When you had thrown some numbers out, you said about 700 Baker Act evaluations in the month. But again, you have 30 beds. What percentage? Like, I have no idea. If I bring you 100 people who we think need to be Baker Acted, what percentage of them actually satisfy the criteria to be Baker Acted, and how many of them are released?
It's roughly about half and half.
Okay.
So here's another benefit to this model of a central receiving facility being located at a community mental health center, because there's about, I think we're the 12th one in the state. It's kind of an emerging model.
Okay.
But for those individuals that don't meet criteria for Baker Act admission and are released, we have services right there that we can hopefully plug those individuals into, so that hopefully we create more stability and we eventually reduce the number of Baker Acts over time.
Okay.
Again, right now they're going to emergency departments, and you know, they make referrals to us and to other community services, but there's no guarantee that the individuals follow up, and they could be under another Baker Act in a week or a day. With this model, we have all the services we can offer to hopefully alleviate the crisis, keep them stable, and reduce those repeat Baker Acts.
Oh, see, this makes perfect sense. That's quite elegant. I mean, you're bringing people in who, if they are Baker Acted, you're obviously able to take care of them. If they do not wind up satisfying the criteria for Baker Act, they're still in the right place to be able to get services that they probably need, even if they don't quite meet the threshold for Baker Acting. And you guys can provide that for them, which will, as you say, provide them service they need now, but also do a good job of reducing the demand on the front end, because you're preventing them from, you know, sort of recidivist behavior that would put them in need of being Baker Acted again or brought in for evaluation again. That really makes a lot of sense to me.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
How long does it take? I just really don't know much about this process, and I never have, and I'm kind of curious. How long does it take to evaluate somebody usually?
The evaluation is usually, you know, roughly an hour, 30 minutes to an hour, depending on the situation. Our goal is to have people. So our central receiving facility is one building on campus, and our goal is to keep people flowing so that they're there for about 2 hours.
Okay.
So that includes being screened, being dropped off, screened. If they need a bed, we make a referral to one of the other hospitals, Baptist or West Florida, or we admit them to our bed. Patient preference is a key factor in that. Where are they comfortable receiving their care? Where do they want to go? And also acuity and bed capacity, of course, are factors too. But we want to keep people moving at about an average of 2 hours.
Okay. And if people wind up, you know, not satisfying the Baker Act criteria, not needing to stay there for any kind of a service, how do they get transported, or do they get transported, like, you know, back home? I assume that you're doing an interfacility transport if it's going to a hospital, but if they're going back home, is there a provision for that, or are they kind of on their own?
We don't transport individuals back to their home. We do have transport capacity to the other facilities.
Okay.
So usually, you know, a lot of times it's family members that will provide that transport, friends, things like that. So we have seen a lot of that this week. I mean, we're only on day five of our central receiving facility being open, and we've seen quite a few walk-ins, what we call walk-ins, where a family member has brought someone in or a friend. And so they haven't all been law enforcement, screenings. This week so far.
And that was the last thing I just wanted to make sure people know, is if they are concerned about a family member, you don't have to call the cops. You can, you know, get in the car and take them over to your facility, and you guys will do a screening in order to find out not only whether they satisfy Baker Act, but whether they, you know, whether you have services that can help them, right? That's something that you're always available to do.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, if you have a family member that's, you know, in a state of crisis that you're not comfortable, you can safely transport them. You can call law enforcement. We had one of those this week where it was a courtesy transport by law enforcement, just bringing the individual to us, although they weren't the ones that placed the individual under Baker Act. But we definitely have family members bringing folks for screening, and we can do that as well. It doesn't have to be from law enforcement.
And if they do, where are they bringing them? What's the address or what's the location? How do you want them to get to you?
The location is 1221 West Lakeview Avenue. That's our main campus, and there's a lot of buildings, but it's hard to miss the CRF, the Central Receiving Facility. It's right at that location.
Very good. Sean Salamita, he is the president of Lakeview Center. Sean, thank you so much for the work that you do. I know it's really important for the community. Thank you so much for sharing some information with us today and, you know, helping us understand the significance of what has been happening this week. And thanks for the time. I really appreciate it. Nice to make your acquaintance, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andrew.
Of course.
Have a great day.